Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer. This is an Undiscovered Legacy production. To the Undiscovered Entrepreneur, the podcast where brand new entrepreneurs come to life and could quite possibly be discovered. Join me, DJ Scoob, and the rest of the Scoobalievers as we help these new businesses become a reality. And now, away we go! Now join DJ Scoob in the coaching of RJ Horner, owner of Beacon of Life and Leadership, already in progress.
I really feel that I can help you along with what you're trying to accomplish. So I'm just going to kind of get into it here, and I'd like to know how we want to, what I can do to help you, what's on your mind and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. So I don't know if you tuned in this morning, so maybe you got a little bit about my grand vision, which...
Right.
Overall is I want to be able to create a community where we teach and we learn from each other. So I want people to bring their course to us. You know what I mean? Some kind of course that we offer like in-house. So as a part of membership, people would get access to X amount of courses based probably on the level of membership they choose, right? So the small membership, maybe you get one course for the starter membership. You want to upgrade to a higher level, you get three courses plus masterminds, right? So many masterminds. And then maybe we get up to a position where you have all access, right? Maybe it's a $1,500 membership. You get all access to however many courses we may have within our community. And so, like I said, I want people to bring those courses where the content belongs to Beacon of Leadership, at least that one specific course. But perhaps another level to that might be that they could purchase courses through, you know what I mean? So maybe they have the second level, second tier membership, but they could purchase other courses at a discount, but also now we're earning an affiliate commission because we're selling that course within our community. So, and then honestly, those are the people that I'm seeking for the summits that I'm running. Is to try, and that's what we started with, is we're trying to get these summits going on to build out our community, right? To build out those people who are going to teach within Beacon of Leadership. Whether they decide to join us is another stage of our evolution. Right now, we just want to start building out the audience because we're starting from scratch. Mm-hmm. We lost our email list completely. So we're starting from scratch. We've now got 28 people on that list from just seeking presenters, right? That's all we've been doing so far is just saying, well, look, we have an event. We're producing monthly events. Be a part of this. Sign up for our list. Let's get you registered to be a part of our events. I've had about 10, 12 interviews with people who want to be presenters. About 4 or 5 of those are going to be presenting at our first event. So we're doing pretty good. We're making a natural progression. My first event we're hosting is April 20th. So we've got 2 months to build that out and get at least 10, well, at least 9 participants, because there's going to be 10 slots throughout the day. And one of those is reserved for us, for me. So we can present the community and what we're working on, you know what I mean? 9 presenters. And so, yeah, that's really the overall design and what we're working on to put it together so far. And you see, now, you've been very engaged in our community. Thank you very much. Because you've also started to get other people engaged. So that's awesome. But I'm trying to get everybody else engaged, as you could see. right? I'm trying to do whatever I can. But those people who have been with us for a while, we weren't engaging them for the longest time. And now to try and entice them to come out and say, hey, look, pay attention to us. Here's what we're doing. I don't know if they're off our radar, off our list, so to speak, or our Facebook group, but I want to try and engage as many people as possible. And that's not going as well as I would hope.
Okay. So we want to increase engagement. That's one of the main issues that we're working on. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What else? Is there anything else?
So the next thing is we would need to get attendees. So, I mean, we've got our presenters lining up. People are starting to come in, but we need to work on getting those people who want to learn from them. So the attendees. So what we're doing for our summits is we're getting people to contribute to a lead generation gift. And then we're going to host a list building giveaway in promotion of the summits. So we'll get 10, 20 people to have their products with us. Sign up for this list. You get a free ticket to the summit, to our next available summit. So we've got people lining up, as I said, to be presenters. But now we need to get people signing up for this list to get them to attend the events. Otherwise, who are we teaching? We're just teaching a crowd of nobody, right? So now the next step is to get those people in attendance.
Okay, so we're going to need attendees for the summit. Okay, and then we're using a lead generator. Can you explain the lead generation?
So everybody has a lead generation product, right? Pretty much. If you want to sign people up, you get your maybe you have an infographic, or you have a mini course, or you have an ebook, right? Everybody has that product. So by having everybody contribute a product, we're not just pitching to their audience. Like, they're not just pitching to their, trying to build a new audience for them. Everybody's contributing to this. So there's 20 people on this list. So sign up for this list of these products, and then they can sign up to the individuals, right? Those products that they like, they can pick and choose. So the idea is we get to build out our email list because everybody's signing up for the list, whether they come from us, whether they come from you, whether they come from Delissa, whether they come from Jan, you know what I mean? But by everybody getting people to sign up for this list, we're building out our list of attendees, right? And these are people who are going to attend not just this summit, but maybe the next one and maybe the next one. So they're signing up for our list. And then through there, they're getting a free ticket to the event, which is just live attendance. And then we want to try and, we haven't worked on VIP products yet, except that I've got masterminds. So there'll be a lunchtime mastermind and there'll be a post-event mastermind. So we can kind of brainstorm, what did you learn today? How can we apply it? That sort of thing. So that's part of the VIP upgrade, which they can have downloadable recordings so they can watch it at their own free time. That's for VIP. But we have, if they don't want that, we have a downsell where for $7, they can just have access to the recordings for 72 hours or something like that.
Okay. Good. Okay. What else? What else do you think?
I really think that's it right now. The idea is to get these summits in motion, right? Get them the flow of it, get people involved in the community. So as teachers and as students, right? So that's really where we're at right now. And I think eventually, as we start to get these people going, now it's okay. That would be the next step, is how do I get these people to bring the course to Beacon of Leadership. So it belongs to Beacon of Leadership. Some trade-off there. And I was thinking in terms of bring your course to us. It belongs to us. You would get credit for it as the content creator, but it belongs in Beacon of Leadership's repertoire, like as one of our curriculum. But maybe giving them like a year or two of membership at a membership level, you know what I mean? Giving them access in exchange for the purchase of this course. So it's a matter of deciding what value there is to each of the membership levels so that we know what is the trade-off for this course that you provide. And the courses I'm thinking are in the area of an hour or like a six module course, something like that. You know what I mean? I'll figure about an hour trade-off. And then, like I said, if I can get 20, 30, 50 of these courses within our community, then we have something that really can entice people. So that's where we're going with it. How do I get there? That's a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. So that's what I'd like to concentrate on that.
Okay.
In our conversations here. So the first thing I see right now in just talking to you is you have a lot going in a short amount of time, and I could tell you're really excited about it, but at the same time, you're portraying it so quickly and so like,
yeah, I know,
that I'm having a really rough time keeping up with you.
Okay.
As far as like trying to figure out what you're trying to, now, fortunately, I wrote most of it down, so that's cool, but not everybody's going to be doing that while you're like talking to them one-on-one.
I get you. Yes.
Okay. So we have to find a little more succinct way to be able to get across what you're trying to accomplish. So when you're actually talking to somebody, they could follow you a little bit easier. Because right now you have a lot of things. If this thing's going to be huge for you, I can see it right now. This thing's going to be big. You've actually already tried it once already. And now we take those learnings from the first time, we move it into
right.
The new thing. And now this is going to be even bigger. But you're so excited about it. And you want this to happen so badly that you're just spilling everything onto whoever will listen.
Yes.
Okay. What we need to do is slow down a little bit and take a pause every once in a while to make sure that the person's following you, and then move on to the next thing you want to talk about. So this has a lot to do with your communication skills and being able to talk succinctly about what you're actually trying to accomplish.
Okay. So I actually have a course next week on presentation skills. Good. So
that's going to be helpful for you.
Yes.
Okay. So the other thing, you really need to simplify what you're trying to accomplish. Okay. Not so much as put it in simpler terms, but put it in a way where people could kind of like, let's see, what am I trying to say here? Where they can.
They can understand where they fit in.
Yeah, they can understand where they fit in, or that they can kind of take in with themselves what you're actually trying to do. Say, hey, I could be a part of this. You're really not giving anybody the chance to have that camaraderie with you when you're talking about what you want to accomplish. So, okay. Let's see here. What can I use for example? When you were talking about the summit, there's a couple times where I wanted to say, hey, how can I be a part of this? But I didn't get an opportunity to do that because you wouldn't let me speak.
Okay.
Right. So that,
and I was just trying to tell you everything. You know what I mean? So I get where you're coming from that. Yeah. I was just trying to spill it out. Totally.
Yeah. And at that point that's what I wanted you to do, but I want to make sure if you talk to somebody else about it, when you talk to me about it like that, I'm cool because this is what I do, but not everybody's going to have the same thinking skills as I do. So this is why it's important to slow down just a little bit. And then every once in a while say, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or something along those lines. Are you following me? Do you get what I'm trying to say here? Don't say, you know, that's a big no. So yeah, you got a lot happening all at once there. So let's see what I can do here for you. Let's work a little backward. Let's talk about attendees. What do you have in mind for finding attendees? I mean, you touched on it a little bit, but I'd like to get a little more succinct idea about how you try to get.
So I haven't considered ad because we're trying to do this on a minimal budget. We paid for our website. We paid for our CRM. And we paid for an office, which is Google Suite. So we have all those things covered. So now it's a matter of making those utilized for us so we can start bringing in the income, right? So as far as the attendees, we're talking generic content, right? Talking about it, doing posts, and inviting people out. But like I said, we're kind of banking on this, on the giveaway list. So I'm promoting it, and every one of the contributors are promoting it to their audience. Right. So we're banking on them to use their promotion skills as well as ours. Like we have a product that we're giving away as well. So it's now fitting all of those pieces together. And then, like I said, everybody who signs up for this giveaway list is getting a free ticket to the summit. That's pretty much what I've got so far. As far as ads or anything like that, I haven't gone down that road. And okay. I really don't want to go down that road.
Right. And I don't want you to either. We want to keep this minimal as possible because budget's going to be everything, especially when you're just starting out like we are, right?
Right.
Okay. So what scares me a little bit is the word banking on. We're depending so much on other people. I mean, you have your own thing too, but we're depending on so much on other people to be able to accomplish what they're going to accomplish that if they don't, then the whole thing falls apart. So what other ways can we get attendees? What other ways do you think what other things can we put together to make sure we can get at least a few attendees that we don't have to depend on other people to bring? Now you have your own product. I got that. But what else do you think we can do?
Yeah, no, I haven't really started anything like that. Maybe putting on like I did that broadcast this morning, mm-hmm. maybe one more specific to our summit, being a leader, you on the leadership journey. Like I haven't really looked at what that might look like, but you know, another 30 minute webinar or something like that I could put together.
Okay. So how do you have other people find you? What other content creations do you have going right now?
I have my posts. I engage with people in groups a lot. And then, by engaging with them in groups, we usually take it offline to Messenger. That's been my primary source so far.
Okay. So how are we engaging these people? I mean, do you just wait for something to happen and then engage, or how does that process work?
No, it's usually a conversation in a post or something like that. I'll start a chat with somebody. And then after a couple of things, here's what we're talking. Here's what I'm working on. Dude, would you like to chat about that? So we take it over, direct message me, or I'll private message you. Mm. And then we carry the conversation outside of that post, right? So,
and I'm pretty sure you're doing this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Before any of that all happens, are we giving value to the group?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And that's how it happens, right? Like there's exchange of value, and it might even be them giving me value. But then I it'd be like, okay, you know what? We have this summit coming up. Here's how I can help promote you, help get greater message out to other people. So, and then we start the conversation that way. But I've added value as well. Like it's been a two-way street there.
Good. I've had way too many people that I've talked to did coachings where they just go out and try to get married before even the dating happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like they're out on first date. By the way, let's get married. No, that's not what I want here. I want a couple of digs of value before we actually.
Yeah, no, I hate that myself. Get to know me. You know what I mean? Don't just like, listen, I even had a couple of posts the last couple or messengers where people are doing generic outreach. And it's like, I'm doing this and I can do this for you. Here's how I can help you. Wait a minute. You have any, like, do you know? And then the messenger goes, do you know this person? Right? Because they haven't done anything and I haven't done anything for them. We haven't engaged in any way, but it's here's what I can do for you.
Right.
Wait a minute. Slow down. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Good. Okay, cool. One thing that comes to mind, and this, and I'm a little biased in this point, but a good way to get out to organic outreach is starting a podcast or a YouTube channel. And that way, YouTube channel is probably the fastest way because people can visually see you and understand you. Where podcasting is basically just voice. I mean, it's still good and you're going to reach a lot of people that way too. But I do a combination of both where I do YouTube and I do podcasting. And that gives you a consistent content where people can actually listen to you and understand what you're trying to accomplish and then follow you. And then you could pick things up from there. Getting outreach to finding out who your listeners are and that kind of thing. And then actually reaching out to those listeners to find out what they want and so on and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier than it used to be. Heck, you could probably just take that thing that you did this morning and just use that, repurpose that into a YouTube.
Yeah.
Same thing.
True. Yeah. So part of the process that I'm doing for this, signing people up for the summit is I expect, and I posted it in my landing page, is that they have to interview. Yeah. And that, so I do like a 20-minute segment with them where I basically, like how it goes is like this. So we found you online, because anybody who wants to research, do find out more about you, they go online, find out what they can. They look on your Facebook, they look on your LinkedIn. So here's what I found out, right? In my 5-10 minutes of research. And then we go on to ask them several questions like, who do you serve? Who's your ideal market, your avatar? So we learn about them at the same time, but we're also getting, and then, so I ask a sequence of questions all about who's their market, who do they serve? How do they serve? What are some of the challenges you had? Some of the successes you've had? So we get out their skills and how they've served, how much value they've added. We get all that. So we're learning about them, but then I'm posting it up on our YouTube channel. So it is part of the process. What I've only had, again, like five, six interviews. And so I haven't been able to get them all because I'm doing this part-time. So I'm working a full-time job, I'm working a part-time job, and I'm trying to do this. And because I'm doing it all myself, well, I have a partner, but I mean, he doesn't do the video production or anything like that. So it's all me.
Right.
And I just don't have enough time to get it all done. And when I'm doing 4 interviews in an evening, like I love, and by the way, I took from your example that you set Tuesdays aside just to do this, right? So I've now set Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to have these conversations. But then if I'm having 4 to 6 interviews a day, I don't have enough time to sit there and go, okay, add the description. Here's what I learned from the person. Here's the links they need to have. Let's post that to YouTube, right? Because there takes another 20 minutes, half hour for each video. So I haven't gotten enough produced yet, but that is part of the process. And then I know I want to turn it into podcast content because some people like YouTube, other people like downloading it, listening to it in their car, which I do, right? So I get it. Part of the process.
Okay.
But thank you.
All right. So I think this is why we get along so well. It's because our schedules are almost exactly the same. Where we only have such a short amount of time to be able to do what we need to do to make this successful.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, and this is kind of more current than anything else, but a lot of AI has been instrumental for me to be able to accomplish what I've been accomplishing. So for example, I use a company called Descript. Have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. So this is how I get all my podcasts, all my YouTube, all my descriptions, all this done in a matter of minutes.
Oh,
okay.
That would be amazing.
So what I do is I take, and I'll give you an example here. I'm going to take this video because I do use this video on my podcasts and everything. I'll take this video, throw it into Descript. Once I get it into Descript, it will give me a transcription of everything that we've talked about. Now, in that transcription, I could edit any way I want to, erase all the ums or anything like that by editing the transcription. Once I edit the transcription, it takes it out of the video too.
Oh my God.
So, and then after I'm done, it actually, the AI will look for clips for me. The AI will give me a possible blog post. The AI will give me a YouTube description. All that's all integrated. And it only takes me maybe, if I really get down to it, maybe an hour and a half to have a podcast and a YouTube video ready to go.
Per interview, right?
Yep. So what I'll do for you there then is I will give you my, I will send you my affiliate link for that. So you could take a look at that. You could actually get some free time with that affiliate link to kind of play with it a little bit. And see if that helps you in your time. Because of that time that I've saved, I'm now actually putting an episode twice a week out because I've saved so much time with that. With the script.
Okay, perfect.
So now I'm working 2 full-time jobs on top of the podcast, on top of entrepreneur coaching and editing my YouTube and my podcast in my time. So okay. I would actually look into maybe some other time-saving AI, I think would be pretty beneficial. Possibly even automating your social media.
And so, I mean, you saw because you've interacted with some of them. I've created some, and they're generic posts that go out and automated every day, right? Mm-hmm. And people are engaging with them, which is great. But beyond that, I really don't know how to do. I mean, I know we have, what do you call it? I can't remember the name of it, but there's a posting where you can set up your post on a specific day and it'll put out Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday or whatever date you choose. And you can post it up to LinkedIn, YouTube, or not yet. Well, yeah, maybe YouTube, but Facebook, like they do post to your content locations. I know that, I just can't remember the name of the software.
That's okay. There's several out there. So, that's fine. I understand where you're coming from. That's great. I think where the AI, though, would help you in those postings is not make them so generic.
Yeah, that's that. See, I didn't like, and so this week I changed one of them up because I don't want to do the same thing every week.
Right. So, like, what I'll do is I'll take the transcription that I get from my podcast, I will throw it in an AI, whether it be a Copilot or ChatGPT or whatever you're comfortable using. And after you get it on there, you just type in like find five quotes that are major subjects in this, and it'll find five quotes for you. Then what are five questions? What are five engaging? It also depends on how well that you actually have the question. Find five engaging questions that I could ask an audience. And then it'll give you five questions that you could use those questions in those posts. And I've done that and I've got some good responses from those. So people that are interacting because they're questions that are specifically about what your podcast is, which generally is what you're trying to accomplish. And when you start getting people that are engage you back again. Shake their hand. Hey, thanks for engaging. What made you engage? Just start asking questions. Why did you engage with this? A lot of times people will answer that question because they want to help you. They really like what you're doing because they're engaging with what you're doing already. So if they actually hear from the person that put the post out there, they're probably kind of excited about it, if you really think about it, right? So they're going to engage back with you and answer those questions. Why did you engage? What made you engage with this? And they'll tell you, oh, I like this about it, or I didn't like that about it, or whatever. And then use these questions and answers to build up what you're doing. And now you're starting to speak the language of the people that are actually engaging in. You want to learn these people's language. Once you learn their language, they're going to want to engage with you because you sound like us, right? You sound like one of us because you're using the same language as we're using. And that's how you get more and more engagement through these posts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Okay. So once you start getting that, a lot of this other stuff that you want to do will follow. So whether it be engagement from your social medias, engagement from the YouTube channel, engagement from the podcast, if you decide to go those routes, it's all going to give you the language and the questions that you need to be able to accomplish the rest of what you're trying to accomplish. The rest will fall into place because it sounds like you're like, you have this great thing, but it's coming down to the one thing just to get it started.
Right. Yep.
So I think that's definitely one of the things that to get it started is to start learning the language of these other people, start engaging. I mean, you're good in engagement with a couple of people that we do have in the Facebook group. That's fine. But we need to take it a step further than that. And I think that once you take that next step and learn the language, then everything else falls into place. The things will go back up into the funnel again.
I love it. No, thank you for all that. And that using AI, maybe I have to do some more research on how to use it and maybe attend some of the webinars that people are putting out because I just haven't figured out how to use it. I've just started using ChatGPT and I used it for my post today. I don't know if you saw that or heard that, but yeah, I used it because it was like, well, what is a beacon? And I know what a beacon is, but it gave me some language that I could use because I was already associating it that way, but now it gave me language that I could use to direct my audience in a certain way. So I used it today but learning how to use it. And like you said, creating the quotes and creating questions that I can engage people in, that will be a game changer.
There you go. The other thing too is I'm actually going to talk a little bit about what I watched this morning from you in that thing.
Sure.
All great information. Loved it. Okay. The only thing I wish you would have done that was a little bit different is tell a couple stories on top of what you did. Storytelling is going to be huge in what you want to do, because we don't want to just hear about what we do. We just want about what you do. We know what you do. We've done the research already, but we need to have the stories behind what you do so we can understand those things. We love storytelling, right? As humans, yeah. We love stories, and we identify with stories because in our own heads, we can follow those. Have you heard of the hero's journey?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we need to do when we're telling stories. But we as the storyteller are not the heroes. We are the guide. So when we're telling these stories, we have to take the perspective of the guide to guide the heroes, which are the heroes are
the people we're talking to,
the customers, our guests, or however you want to say it. Those are the heroes. So we take the perspective of the guide to the heroes. So when you say beacon of light, that's definitely a great metaphor for a guide, right? So now who is looking at the beacon? Our customers. So how do we turn that into a story? It could be a story that you make up. It could be a story that's actually happened to you personally. It could be a story that's happened to one of the people that you interacted with earlier. Get their permission to tell the story, of course. But like, if we could find a way to integrate stories in with the information that you gave us, it's going to be a lot more effective.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then you going through this communication course is going to be great, because you did great and you got your point across and everything is good, but it was
rough.
A little too straightforward. I think like we talked about at the very beginning. It's very succinct. I'm going to say this. I could tell that you were using PowerPoint, or you were using points instead of actually reading a script, which is amazing. Thank you for doing that, because it drives me nuts when somebody reads a script.
Yep.
So good job for that. But now we have to integrate other things into that.
Yeah. I'm also getting back into Toastmasters too. I started my Toastmasters journey. I lost my club because, first of all, my schedule changed. I could no longer attend at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights when they had it. And then my club shut down because of lack of interest, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no longer a club in my town. I found there are online clubs. In fact, more clubs are doing the hybrid thing now. So yeah, that is part of my journey to move forward. But I haven't been able to reengage with a club just yet.
I know you're very strapped for time, but what if you were to make your own club?
I tried that already,
but
again, being full-time, part-time, business, there just wasn't enough time to really get it going. But I did try that once and it wasn't successful. So it kind of fell by the wayside, and I may have looked more amateurish at that time, right? Because I wasn't able to follow through on it.
Right. Yeah, that's why I kind of phrased the question that way, is because I know our time for either one of us is very, very precious. So sometimes we can't fit those things in there. So yeah. Okay. So one thing that kind of triggers me a little bit is when you talk about, if we have a course or a giveaway or something along those lines, it's our property now. So when I hear that,
is what I'm thinking, but yeah.
When I hear that as like somebody that might be interested in what you're doing, I'm hearing you're going to take this thing away from me and I'm not going to be able to use it for anything else.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Yeah. And I understand the ask there. I do. But that's the way I see it. That's the way I would like it. It doesn't mean that's the way we're going, like, because I'm not there yet. Right. It doesn't mean that's the way it's going to work out, but that's the way I see it. Like, I would like it to work that way. So then what is the trade-off, right? What is it? Because again, I would love to give the person credit. Like they're the subject matter expert. But And maybe this is a one-off course that they created just for our community, right? So I don't know how that will work out, but that's the way I would like it to work out ideally.
Okay. So when you present it to somebody, I feel that you really need to give them the benefit before they say, we're going to take this away from you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not there yet. I'm not at that asked yet. I would like to work that out. How does that work? How do we get that content to belong to us, right? I'm telling you because that's the vision and you're trying to help me work through this. That doesn't mean that's the way I'm going to present it to somebody who I'm trying to get their course. I need to figure out what is the trade-off. I would like them to bring them to it. So it's our curriculum. But what's the trade-off? How can I get them to basically volunteer that program to us?
Okay. So you're saying you're not quite there yet. Where are you then? Because
I said, we're still trying to build out the community, right? And unless I have 100 to 200 people within our community, and now I can get 20 of them to, like I said, contribute a course, we don't have that large of an audience yet is what I'm saying.
Okay. So, okay, this is going to be a little rough. You're, let's see, how can I say this? You're overwhelming yourself too quickly.
Uh-huh.
You have all these things in your mind, but you haven't even got the first thing done yet. And you're so worried about all this other stuff that you're not concentrating enough on the first thing, which is building your community.
Yep.
I'm not saying forget about all this other stuff.
Yeah, no.
And this other stuff is going to be amazing. I guarantee it. But you're putting so much energy on here, that you're not putting enough energy in. And the first thing you need to do is start the community.
Right.
So I would focus, instead of focusing all this energy over here, I would start focusing a good percentage of my energy on just building audience.
Right. Yep. And that's where I am. So I'm not like, yes, this is the vision, right? This is where we're going with it. But that's why I said, you know what, let's start with these summits. Let's get the audience engaged. Let's get people active. Give that exchange right now. But you're right. I'm probably not paying enough attention to what's going on in the right now.
So you're building your audience okay, tell me about summits, because I know that's a good way to build audience. What's your ideas for summits?
What do you mean by that?
So a lot of people will have a summit, which is like you're saying you said you want to have about 9 people, right?
Yep.
In a summit. And we want to put the summit together. How are we using that summit I think you explained it to me once ago, but I'm trying to process it.
Mm-hmm.
How are we building our audience, our email list and that thing through the summit?
So there is the giveaway, right? That's how we're building our email list. And then, of course, we have to have content that we can offer them once they're in our email list, right? But so with the summits, I'm expecting that people will be teaching for 35 minutes approximately. I've given them 45-minute time slot, but that's because we want to pitch out a product, whatever it is beyond, because you'd only teach so much in 35 minutes. So whatever it is beyond that 35-minute, and it's a value-added content, right? It's not, here's what I can teach you if. It's just, here's what I'm teaching you today. And then at the end, okay, you know what? Here's what I've taught you. If you want to learn more, you can join me at our workshop, which is 90 minutes or 3 hours or whatever.
Right.
Or you can purchase our software because maybe we have an email building list software, right? Or whatever the product may be. So each summit will be different. It will be themed. Our first one is about leadership mindset. So just starting out as a leader, what is your thought process? What is it you need to know? What is your vision and mission? Those sort of things, right? So that'll be our first one. Next, we'll be kind of moving into the business of leadership, right? How do we turn that into a business? What are some of the technical things you need to know? Maybe sales, maybe your marketing, that sort of thing. Another one we're hosting soon will be about building your authority. So people to help out your signature talk, getting your book prepared, those kind of things, right? So each summit will be kind of themed. And then, like I said, 35 minutes to teach your subject, pitch out their whatever the other product may be or service. And so we make a commission from that, right? So that's the model of the summit.
Okay. So Are you charging people to get into this summit?
Right now, no. We do have, because again, I have now 28 people, right? But we do have a model to build that up because again, I don't have the value to offer because I know people charge $200 to be a part of the giveaway. They charge $250 to be a presenter. I get. So I'm building it out so we can earn from a little bit of ticket sales, maybe some upgrades to help keep our business flowing, and then whatever commissions we earn from these product pitches.
Okay. So the product pitch, the products that are in your summit, they have to make some sort of money, right? They're not going to be free giveaways. They're going to be something that has to have some kind of monetary value to them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how many people is it going to take for you to start charging for your summits, you think?
So I've given myself a timeline, not necessarily how many people, because we are building the our list.
Mm-hmm.
But so if we can, I've already got 28 people on the list in 2 weeks, right? So to me, that's amazing. If I can keep that rate of 25 people every couple of weeks, that means within 3 months, I have 300 people on my list, right? At that point, I feel there should be some value behind what we offer. And then I was planning on charging people $97 to be a part of that. And then later on in the, when I've got 500 or so, now we can charge like $250 to be a part of this. So I do have a graduated model. It's built more on a timeline than it is on the numbers.
Okay. So I want to make sure I understand this correctly. You feel confident that you can do at least 25 people on the list every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Now, how do you manage these emails?
Right now?
Yeah.
We're talking about putting out a newsletter, but we haven't taken that step yet. The first thing we got to do is re-engage the people who've already joined the list, right? Because some of them have joined the list, but they haven't filled out the form to be a part of the summit.
So when I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make sure I clarify. When you say the list, where is this list at? Where do you have this at?
We're using system.io for our CRM.
Okay, good. I would either suggest that or ConvertKit, one of the two. Both of them are really good.
Like I said, we paid for system.io for a year because we were already using that under the free model. So we paid for that for the year. By the end of the year, we're hoping to have a nice little bank under our belts. And then we can decide, because I know people use ConvertKit. I know people use, there's another one, Fonts. I know some people use ClickFunnels. Each one has their own value, more expense for each one. So we're going to investigate. I have a partner in this, Curtis Leung. He does the technical stuff, the website building, the email content. He does that sort of stuff. So yeah, but he will together. I mean, but I rely more on him. Like, okay, so what do you think? What does your expertise tell you? Right. So yeah, we went with CRM for a year. We'll take it up beyond that wherever we go.
Good. So the email subscribers that you do have right now, are we engaging them pretty frequently?
No. Not enough, not at all, actually. So the next step was to re-engage them and maybe put out a post of what the value is or the benefits behind joining us at the summit, because they haven't signed up for the summit, or some of them have not signed up for the summit.
Okay. So it's very important that we keep up with the email subscribers that we have now, so we don't want to lose that vibe. We don't want to lose them that. He stopped talking to me, so I'm not going to even deal with him anymore. Then like a month later, when April 12th comes around, you drop the, hey, we're going to see that. They don't even remember who you are.
Right.
Okay. Right. So it's really important to find a way to not just engage with the social medias like we were talking about earlier, but keep engaged the people that have already said yes to you on the email list.
Yep.
And you can pretty much do that the same way too. Just ask them questions or even ask them directly, how can I help you, or anything like that. Just something to keep them engaged up until the point where you drop the summit on them.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't not engage with them until the summit happens. We have to keep them warm.
Yep.
So
I will send out, something early this week. So probably tomorrow, Tuesday, I'll get something out.
Okay. What do you think would work best?
I really haven't thought about it, but I mean, something like I would like to put, so here's my thought behind the email, newsletter is right. What's been going on in our community, right? What are we working on? What are some of the activities? And right now there is not much other than the summit. There's not much activities going on. But I would like to say, Jesse has podcasts. Have you seen it this week? Make sure you go and you can download it at this link or something like that. So I would like to be able to feature people in within our community. But also every month we're doing a summit. So here's what next summit looks like. Here's our topic. Have you signed up yet? Something like that.
Yeah, be careful with calls to action quickly. Sign up for the summit's going to be a call to action. So just be careful. I'm just saying, be careful with that, with your calls to action. You don't want to send out these emails with too many calls to actions just because it starts sounding a little salesy. What we want to do instead of these emails is just like you said, value. We want to give these people value. Hey, have you seen this? This is a new tool that we're working with. Have you seen it before? Give them your story. Tell them where you are in your business. Have them follow you as RJ. Hey, this is what I'm doing right now. If you listen to my podcast, at the end of every single podcast, I have, hey, this is what I'm working on right now. Follow me if you want to see if I actually complete this.
See, that's a big thing. And I like transparency like that. You saw me on the thing. If you watched the whole broadcast this morning, that's what I did partway through is like, look, God forbid to tell you that I'm perfect. I have it all together and I've got my leadership ducks in a row, right? So I like being transparent like that. So following people, getting people to follow me on my journey. And first of all, it gives me accountability, right? Do I follow through? Watch and find out. So it gives me accountability to follow through. And then now it's engaging people. Like, I like that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So have people follow your story too, I think would be beneficial because they're invested in what you're doing. And then when you say, hey, I have this summit coming that I'm building, these are the people that I've contacted so far, people get excited about it and then be more apt to want to join that because they've kind of emotionally invested themselves in your journey.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. The same way we emotionally invest ourselves in a character in a movie. It's kind of the same idea. We want to see if the hero beats the dragon.
Okay.
I'm a big D&D fan. Sorry. That's
kind so, of- so like, so like I said, I've got two of those videos produced. I could just basically say, okay, you know what? I had this interview with Dara Lee this week. Here's some of the things she talked about. Here's where you can find the video. And just leave it at that.
Tell a little bit about what's in the video. If it's something they might be interested in, they'll go watch the video and say, thank you for that. I was actually waiting for somebody to show me whatever it was that interested them. That's value to them. And because you facilitated that value to them, they're going to see you as that leader.
Perfect.
All right. What else here we got going here? Gathering community, building the email list. What do you have for, I mean, you said you have a giveaway. What are you actually using for a giveaway right now to build that?
So
email?
Our product is an ebook. We're working on a course as well for an upsell, but ours is an ebook called Become the Leader You've Always Wanted to Be.
Okay, cool. How long is that book?
30 pages.
30 pages. That's not bad. Let me ask you this then. Would you be able to turn that ebook into an audiobook?
Yep.
People are going to be more apt to want, and this is just because of recent things that are going on right now, but people are going to be more apt to listen to something than to actually sit down and read something.
Okay.
So still giving away an audiobook. Still give away the audiobook, but give people an option. Instead of giving them the ebook, give them an option for an audio version of the same book. And you could do that yourself. I'm sure you have the capability of doing that.
Yeah.
So that way you actually could take, there are people that still like to read, but me personally, and the person I just interviewed just before you, both said very, very kindly that we listen to our stuff. We don't read it. It's just easier to put an earbud in and do something while you're listening.
Yeah. You can get on a treadmill and do it. You can go for a walk around the neighborhood and do it. You can listen to it in your car while on your way to work. Absolutely. I love it.
So I would see about maybe turning that ebook into an audio version and seeing how that does, and give people the option. Because when you give people options, they're likely to take one of the two, one of the three. Don't go past four, because the brain can't handle more than that.
Yep. I mean,
the way the brain works is basically like one, two, three, many. It's just but giving people an option will give A or B. Oh yeah, I like B. That kind of thing. Giving an option will definitely, and I think you will be able to increase some more people by giving them that option.
Right. And even if I include that in the audio or in the giveaway as our product, you know what I mean? Maybe they don't want the ebook, and so they won't sign up. But if I can listen to it, it only takes 25 minutes for me to listen to. Well, I'll take that. You know what I mean? So yeah, we could probably get some signups that way. I like that. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I think that, is there any other giveaways that you're working on right now? Is that pretty much it?
Our product?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's it so far.
Okay. That's good. I would maybe work up some other backups just in case one starts slowing down and you could throw out a new one. I'm not saying you have to do it, but it might be an idea, because what you'll see eventually is the thing that you're doing right now is starting to slow down a little bit. So we need to throw something new out there, a new giveaway, a new whatever it is that happens to be there. So you might want to have one or two backups just in case things start slowing down for you.
Okay.
Whether it be just a quick PDF of a checklist or a questionnaire. Questionnaires are really big right now. As a matter of fact, those questions that you ask for your group that you were talking about a little earlier, you could actually use that as a questionnaire for a lead magnet.
Really? And people will sign up for that?
Yeah, because they want to know. I mean, a lot of us are curious about what others think of us, right? So that's actually good for twofold. That's one, that's good for you because it's good information about the people that's coming into your circle. At the same time, you're providing them a kind of an inside look of who they are. And you could even answer them back. Hey, you happen to answer this question this way. Why did you answer it this way? Or so now you have an engagement, you're following back and forth and learning about this person personally. Once you start learning about these people personally, they're more apt to become a fan of yours, a super fan, or however you want to call it. As a matter of fact, that's a great book I think would be huge for you. Yeah, now that I think about it, have you ever heard of the man named Pat Flynn?
Yep.
Okay. He wrote a book called Superfans.
Okay. I haven't read it, but.
Okay. Get it.
Superfans?
Superfans. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
And get the audio version. The book version is cool, but in the audio version, he actually kind of goes off script a lot and talks about other things that's not in the book.
Okay.
That's kind of guy he is.
Yep.
So that will definitely give you a step-by-step how to go from an occasional listener to somebody that will buy everything that you got.
Perfect.
And I think that'll be beneficial for you and what you're trying to accomplish.
Could be.
Everything else that you told me sounds great, and I want you to do it. As far as getting, you have a plan together.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you for having that much all together already.
Thank you.
So it's just getting started, right? That's the hardest part.
Getting it implemented, absolutely. And that's my word. By the way, JR gave me that. He has his creed that he talks about. So execute is one of the words in one of the themes in his creed. And that's my word for this year. You know what I mean? It's all about execution, because again, I'm a man of great intentions, but follow through is my problem. But by keeping to that execute mindset, It's about here's the actions I need to take. And there I go. Yeah.
And accountability.
Accountability
is going to be huge for you, I think. And when you start holding yourself accountable to your audience, it becomes even bigger. Right? So that's why we do things, we build things in public like that. So we're not only holding ourselves accountable, but the people that listen to us and follow us are going to kind of hold us accountable too.
Yeah.
So my tagline is, I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today.
Oh my God. And I use the same thing. And I started this post where I can do this, or no, I am something, or I am, I can, I will. So I am a dreamer. I can put this project together. I will execute on my ideas. You know what I mean? So I do that. And that's my own accountability, right? So absolutely, I love it.
But the last part of that's the most important.
I'm doing it today. Oh, there you go.
Okay. So when my son, I tell this story all the time, I'm sorry. When my son was six, he said that to me, I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today. He said it to me while he was doing some homework and he was having a really rough time with it. And he was trying to motivate himself. 6 years old, he's trying to motivate himself to get his homework done.
Oh, you done.
It hit me so hard. It's like, man, so we plastered it all over his walls, all, you know, little things like that all over the place. And even today, he's 17 now. And he finished high school early. He finished high school 6 weeks early. And he's going to college to be do culinary right now. And he's 17 years old. And it's because, I feel it's because he stuck to his mantra. I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today. We do things now while we're thinking about it so we don't forget about it. The more time we take away from starting it,
yes,
it's harder to get going again. So when we think about something, we need to either do it today. If we can't do it today, we do it as soon as humanly possible so we can execute, just like we talked about just a minute ago.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that because, listen, how many times have you gone, okay, you know, when I have some time on Wednesday, I'll make sure to do it. And you write it down. But by Wednesday, the note's gone. You've forgotten it. It's off your mind. I love it. Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What do we got here? Okay. So I got another hour free. Is there anything that you want to touch on or anything else? I mean, it sounds like we covered most of the things that we've talked about.
But I don't want to be overwhelmed. You know what? You've helped me a lot and I don't want to be overwhelmed. There is so much that I could go back and touch upon and because I got 3 pages of notes here from you. So I will look at this and the one thing is I need to engage with my subscribers, right? So that is the biggest thing. And then turning this ebook into an audiobook and then using AI. I've got to figure that one out. I've got to learn how to implement that better. So you've given me lots of tools in putting now into what I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I have the vision. I was spilling it out for you so that you can see what I'm working towards. But now it's, here's the summit. Here's what we need to be doing. Here's how we need to put it together. So you've given me tools to do that as well. I don't want to take on any more information beyond what you've given me right now. Having said that, on the topic of I'm doing it today, I'm going to go back into BLN and say that I've had my coaching session with you and here's some of the value I got it. And I will do a post on it in Facebook at the same time. So thank you so much because this was truly valuable and truly helpful.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do with you, RJ. I'm going to hold you accountable to a lot of what we talked about today. So I want in a month's time, I want to have another interview just like this. I want you to go back into my calendar, Lee. I'll throw it out there again. And in a month's time, we'll have another follow-up session. I want to see what you've actually accomplished and what we've talked about. Did you get this done? Did you get that? I'm going to help hold you accountable for the things that we've talked about today. And we'll see how you do. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Anything else that you want to talk about? I just want to give you one final.
No, listen, you've got me on such like I'm vibrating right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm excited. So So, no, thank you very much. Just even this hour that you've spent with me is just truly amazing. Truly, yeah. I love that you posted it out there for people to get involved at, first of all, free. Then, oh, no, sorry, the free are all gone. Here's, next one's at $25. You can still get involved for $25. I love that you did that, and I love that people took you up on it. So
I'm kind of glad they did, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have any questions about anything, I'm going to send this recording to you as soon as I get a chance so you can come back and take a look at it if you need to. And
thank
if you have any questions about anything that we've talked about, how to get a hold of me, RJ.
Yep. Yep. I'm on Messenger with you. So that's my that's my connection. Yep. So absolutely.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're
this
welcome.
Has been amazing.
Absolutely. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the coaching edition of The Undiscovered Entrepreneur, brought to you by Doing It Today Coaching. If you want to get across the start line, contact me, DJ Scoob, at doingittodaycoaching@gmail.com. Say the words, do it now, for a free 2-hour discovery call to see how I can help you in your entrepreneur adventure. Art and graphics by Elaine Wilson, supported by my Patreons, Brian Briggs of Ocean Tree Creative and Oliver Siegel of Anal. And hosted by me, DJ Scoob. Click the show notes below for more information. And remember, I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today. As a worker of 2 full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point, I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you.